recorded live in Studio A, Wildwood.
Okay, we're going to start off with one of our newer covers. This is a Talking Heads song. It's called Heaven. Trying to get to the bar, the name of the bar is called Heaven, and in Heaven they play my favorite song, play it one more time, play it all.
Introduction anytime? Okay. This next one is a song written by John Eric Johnson, who's a local Albuquerque singer-songwriter. He's in a band called The Rivet Gang and Big Sad Guy. And in the winter, we're going to take on a project of re-recording and rearranging some of his songs. This is a song that he did with the band Big Sad Guy. It's called Waiting Anticipating.
I smell the rain, feel the rumble, hear the roar with the thunder. Winter's dead, spring survived. Once dry river veins sprung to life. When I hear that lonesome whistle, I go crazy, singing far across the Texas plains, dancing waves of grain to the rhythm of the train, waiting, anticipating your return.
This is one of the tracks on our new album, The Other Side, and it's called See It Like It Is. Be alone.
enough cigarettes to kill all of your desire. Fires restart a few times until there's nothing to admire.
Local musicians who's been very impressed with Wildwood is Cole Mitchell. And, you know, behind your back, he's been saying some very, very nice things about this group. And one of the things he said is that he has, you know, he's been coming to know you, especially in the last few months. I think, Meredith, he's known you musically since you were a teenager in one way or another. But he said that this is a very different sound coming out of you on this album. And coincidentally, it's called The Other Side.
Yes.
So were you, I mean, you've got to be conscious of what these transitions are. Were you?
Maybe a little bit. I think we had more time. And I think, at least speaking personally, I wanted to work on an album, play a lot of different parts, have the intricacies, layers, but I think a lot of things came out emotionally through the music that might be giving it its sort of feel. I feel like that might be sort of the thread through the album and a different sound.
I also think a lot of people always kept saying we're this pretty acoustic band, that like Americana band or something, but we all like a lot of other type of music and we like playing other stuff, so you know, we happen to play at restaurants and places where we have to play softer, but sometimes we just want to play loud and different, so it's, you know, we don't just play like little folky music, so I think that was part of it.
Yeah.
I was just kind of not getting tired of it, because it's nice when people say nice things about it, but like, oh, that's Americana folk, that's cool. But, you know, like, there's just different, we just like other things too.
Yeah, and almost being labeled like that makes us want to stretch out a little bit more, I think, and see what else we can do. So the title track, The Other Side, is one of the examples of this stretching that we've been doing and an example of everything that we're trying to achieve now.
Well, and I think we felt like there was a big discontinuity the way the first album sounded. Like somebody would listen to that, I'm going to go see them play a show, and then they'd see us play, be like, well, whoa, this is way different.
But wasn't that, I mean, you have been really busy, and you've been playing out as often as you possibly can, not just here, but on the West Coast, and I mean, you're working really hard.
Mm.
It seems to me that your sound has just been, you know, developing. It's not like you had two different sounds. It's sort of like when I came to see you, I was shocked to see Alex had a keyboard out. And all of a sudden, Stevie Winwood was sitting in with this band. It was like, where did that come from?
I'll take Blind Faith or Traffic or Solar. I'll take that as a huge compliment. Thank you.
I think because we play so much out, that's why we have added different kinds of instrumentation, and I think why the sound has grown, just because we couldn't play the same kind of music that often. You know, once a week, twice a week, 3-hour gigs. We had to keep ourselves interested, and that's where these new sounds came from.
I do think I've encountered a couple people that have listened to the CD and like, oh, it's so different. And it's like, I don't think it's that different because we've just been doing the same thing. This just happens to be how we sound right now.
Right. And it was one of the points that you guys made, you know, a few weeks ago, was which is that this was not like these songs were not embargoed until the next statement, that a lot of this material you've been working through different orchestrations for a good long while. Now, does what you've done here on the other side give you a chance to go back to that first album and some of the earlier work and really change those?
I think
that'll happen.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So this is another song from our new album, The Other Side, and this track is called Don't Fall For Me. It's kind of the quietest part of the whole album where we just strip everything down. We've got guitar, vocals, and pedal steel. Thank you.
gotta get away before the getaway car is gone. And don't fall for me. I'd rather see a star tumble free and land far.
That is Wildwood, Greg Williams, drums and harp, Alex McMahon, vocals, electric guitar, and pedal steel, Meredith Wilder, vocals, electric guitar. Wildwood is spelled with an E in the middle, wildwoodband.com. I think we have time to leave you with one more tasty little cover from Wildwood.
Okay. This is one of our favorite songs to cover. It's called I Shall Be Released.
A man who swears he's not to blame. All day long I hear him shouting so loud, just crying out that he was afraid. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. And any day now, any day now, I shall be any day now, any day.